Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Gimel. We are finishing up Sif Chav Vav. We are on the second to last line on page Reish Chav Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 446. We've been discussing in this Sif, in the first two shirim, about the difference of fixing up the fourth side in a chatzar or a mavui. By a mavui, we said you can use a lechi or a kora. By a chatzar, you have to use a pas arba'a on one side, or two pasim that are kolshu if you use it on both sides. So the Ramoth tells us over here, v'yesh omrim, there are those who say, d'nohagin ha'idna l'sakein kol ha'mavuos b'tzuras ha'pesach. The minhag nowadays is to fix up every mavui of the Tzuras HaPesach. The chol ha-mavuo shalonu yesh lehem din chatzeros. Because all of our mavuis have a din of a chatzer. And as we've been discussing, that a mavui has very specific criteria, and if you don't meet even one of them, you get a din of a chatzer. The minhag ha-posha b'medinos elu, l'saknam al yedei chevel ha-kosher l'rochvel shal mavui. So the way we fix up our mavuos nowadays is that we put a rope, a cross, from the width of the mavui. V'din chevel zeh eino kora. And the din of this chevel is not like a kora that we've been discussing. Sharei ein roch bo tefach. This small string that we place there is not a roch of tefach to be considered a kora. V'lo mahani elamitam tzuras ha-pesach. It doesn't help except me din tzuras ha-pesach. The mahani lomala afilu begemi. Which helps if the string on top, even if it's made out of gemi. Kidl el sov simin shin samach bez. V'al kein, and therefore yesh li zo'er. One has to be careful. So you have to place, like a regular Tzuras HaPesach, if you have the rope on top, you have to place two kanim on the two sides that are going to be 10 tefachim high. And they have to be directly under the chevel. That will help, even if mavui mefulish, which has two walls and is open on both ends. B'toras Tzuras Pesach. That will be considered a Tzuras HaPesach, or afilu b'chatzar, or even in a chatzar, u b'chol mokum she Tzuras HaPesach mahani. Wherever a Tzuras HaPesach will help, this will help. So whether it's a mavui or it's a chatzar, a Tzuras HaPesach will always help, and that is the minug. Now we don't take any chances; we just always do a Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Mishabura Sivkaton Kuf Yud Kol HaMavuos. Bein sosum mitzad echad. Whether the mavui that we're discussing is closed on one side, meaning it's closed on three sides, it's only open on one side. Bein mefulish mishnei hatzadim. Or whether it is mefulish, so it's open on both ends. Bein rochav ad eser amos. Whether it has a width of up to 10 amos. Bein yoser me eser amos. Or it has a width of more than 10 amos. Sivkaton kufir alf. The chol ha-mavuo shalonu, all our mavuis are considered chatzeros. Hainu. Mishum de b'mavoseinu, by our mavuis, ein botim v'chatzeros psuchem usocho. As we discussed yesterday, to be considered a mavui, one of the criteria is you have to have two chatzeros, each one having two batim open into that mavui. We don't have that. V'lochein ein nitar b'lechi v'kora kedin heter mavui. Therefore, our alleyways cannot be matter the regular way. The chazal will matter alleyways with a lechi or a kora. Why do you have to jump to a Tzuras HaPesach? Even if it has a din chatzer, so the after the chatzer sagi b'shnei l'chayim b'shnei atzadim b'lo Tzuras HaPesach, even though a chatzer itself has a din that all it needs is a lechi on both sides without making it into a Tzuras HaPesach, mikol mokom still, mishum de l'fa'omim ha-mavui mefulish m'shnei tzadov. Since a mavui sometimes is open on both ends, v'oz b'vadai tzoruch l'hachmir bo. Then for sure you have to be machmir, she yitzdoruch tzuras ha-pesach, that you require on one side of tzuras ha-pesach, af be'ein botim v'chatzeros psuchos l'socho. Even if you don't have houses and chatzeros open to it, machmash she berosha pasuach l'rishis rabim l'karmelis. Because you have an opening on one side towards the rishis rabim l'karmelis, and it's open on the other side, so you must close up one side with tzuras ha-pesach. Oz shalafamim rachav yoser me'eser. Sometimes our mavuos also are wider than 10 amos. Debazet, in that case, afilu b'chatzer tzorech medina tzoros ha-pesach. Even if it has a din chatzer, you're going to require tzoros ha-pesach like we learned earlier in Sibbez. Lochein, therefore, because of all these reasons, Hinhigu tamid lasos tzuras haPesach. So we always are knowing to make a tzuras haPesach to close up a mavui. So that's going to be at least on one side when there are two open sides. V'hinei letzada sheni shel mavui. What about the second side of the mavui? Im ein rochav yoser me'aser amos. So you close up one side with the tzuras haPesach. The other side, the opening is not more than 10 amos. So then yesh deos ben achronim. If you can fix it up like the mavuos of old, or you have to put it towards a Pesach. The das harbe mehem, the opinion of many of them is, the shom sagi al koponim b'shnei l'chayim b'shnei atzadim. In such a case, all you need to do is to put two lechis on the two sides, v'lo b'yit towards a Pesach. Since it's less than 10 amos, it's closed up now on three sides, so it has a regular din of a chatzar. Even if it's not a mavui, it's a chatzar which all it needs is two lechis. It does not need a tzuras haPesach. The time and their reason is the mamad of shach. However you look at it, it's going to be okay. In dino kamavui mafulush, if you're going to consider a mavui mafulush, a mavui that's open on two ends, halo gambo kaimelon lekamon. Even in such a case, we pass in later on in Shin Samech Dalin, the ain tzaruch tzuras haPesach rach mitzarechad. You only need to make a tzuras haPesach on one end. Ubitzar hasheni sagi b'lechi echad akora. All you need on the other end is one lechi or one kora. So if it has a din of a mavui, two pasim that are kol shu, otherwise known as two lechis, is certainly going to be fine. Because if it has a din of a mavui, and one side has a tzuras haPesach, the other side all it needs is one lechi, so that's certainly fine. V'indino kechatzer v'kanal, even if you want to say that our mavuos have a din of a chatzer, halo al koponim dai b'shnei lechayim, all you need is two lechis. And therefore, this first school of thought is that even nowadays, if you close up one end of our mavuos with the tzuras haPesach, and the other end is less than 10 amos, you certainly can just put up two lechis and you're fine, mamad of shach. Either it's a mavui and all you need is one lechi, or it's a chatzer and all you need is the two lechis that you have and you're good to go. However, v'yesh me'achronim shemitzadidim, but there are achronim that lean to say the following. T'mitzad ha-minog, because of the minog that Rama mentions, yesh lasos b'chol tzad tzuras haPesach. We said we always use a tzuras haPesach, and therefore this case would be no different, and even though you put a tzuras haPesach on side A, you would also place, because of the minog, a tzuras haPesach on side B. U'bevadai tzaruch l'chadchila l'izor b'zeh. For sure, one should be careful l'chadchila to put a tzuras haPesach, ach b'mekom atchak. In a shas atchak, a pressing situation, for example, shenifsa kachevel shagabe halachayim b'shabbos, the tzuras haPesach came down on Shabbos, the wire on top came down, o kol ki agavner, any similar case, near it appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, diyesh lismoch aleim lahokel. You can rely on the more lenient shita, heicha she'ein rochav yoser me'eser amos. When the opening is less than 10 amos, it's going to be fine. Not more than 10 amos. Aftu porutz b'miluo. Even though it's open the whole way, it's not more than 10 amos. L'chatchila you should put, because of the minhag, it serves a pesach on both sides. But if you almost have it on one side, even if it falls out on the other side, but you have the two lechis that are there, that would be okay, b'di'evid. V'hinei, b'mavuos shalonu ha'niskarim le'el, our mavuos that we discussed above, she'ein batim v'chatzeros psuchos l'socho, where we don't have houses and courtyards open up to them, imhu mavui akum, if it is a mavui that's bent, this is going to be a whole simon later on, we're talking about now, a mavui that's straight. So you could matter with a korah or a lechi, but what if it makes a right turn? So a 90-degree turn, so then there's a big shiloh if you have to put something in the middle. So now he's addressing that. In our case, our mavuos, if it goes on a turn, so yesh deos bein ha'achronim, there are opinions in the achronim, im tzarech lasos tikun ba'ak mi muso, do you have to do some kind of fixing up by the turn? Kedina mavur l'kamam esim and shin samadalas, like we'll see later on. Di yesh lomar, because there is to say, kevon dem ikradin yesh din chatzer. Since lemaisa, as we said, our mavui is considered a chatzer, so ein tzaruch shum tikun. You don't need a tikun of a chatzer that's bent. V'day b'mash osa tikun b'shnei roshav. It's enough the fixing up that you did on the two ends. You don't need something in the middle. However, v'yesh machmir b'zeh. There are those who are machmir to fix up our mavuos, even though it has din of a chatzer, also by the turn. So not only would you need a tzuras haPesach on one end and a lechi akor on the other end, you'd also need some kind of lechi fixing it up in the middle as well. The haminog lahokel. The minog is to be lenient, not to require it. V'da'o, you should know further. Tehod de mavur, That which we explained, the Ba'ayoro Shalonu Tzorach Tzuras HaPesach, that in our cities we need a Tzuras HaPesach by every Mavui. Hainu Ba'ayoro She'enon Mukafos Choma, that's only if the city does not have a wall around it. Oshe Mukafin Choma, or it has a wall, Va'achoma Nifrasol Rosh HaSarabim, and the wall is broken open into Rosh HaSarabim, Ola Karmelos Be'yose Me'aser Amos. So then, that has to be fixed up when it's either open fully to a Shisrabim or to a Carmel is more than 10 Amos. Aval, Kishamukav Choma, but if there is a wall around the city, Vachoma lo nifritza, and the wall is in place, it's not broken down, Rak shetzorach lesakin ulechaleg ben mokum shayehudim darim sham, ben mokum shayehudim gelulim darim sham, all we need to do is make a separation between where the Jews live and the Goyim live. Kedesha lo yasra lehudim otaltel. This is something that we'll discuss later at length, that if there's an area where you're making an Erev, and there are Goyim that live there, the Goyim ruin the Erev. Because everyone has to be considered part of the Erev, and the Goyim affect it in a negative way. You have to do Schiras Rishus, you have to rent out the Rishus. We'll discuss how we do this in cities nowadays later on. But for right now, the city is surrounded by a wall, and all you need is a separation within the city between the Jews and the Goyim, so the Goyim will not passel the carrying in this area. So then, Ein Tzorach Lasel Shom Tzoras HaPesach, then we're more lenient. You do not need a Tzoras HaPesach for the Mavui. Rak Dai Bepas Rochav Arba Tfachim. All you will need is like you normally to fix a bechatzer, a board that is four tvachim on one side, o shnei pasen shel shnei mashahuyim, or on both sides, two pasen that are a mashahu. Kishenifrat shom b'miluo, if it is broken down the whole way, ve'eno rochav shom yoser me'eser amos, and it's not wider than 10 amos, v'mokom sherotze lasos atikun, in the place where you want to make this tikun. Avsham mavui be'emtza rochav yoser me'eser amos, even though the mavui in the middle is wider, as long as the place where you're fixing it up at the end of the mavui is not more than 10 amos. Ki ha'ir hazo yesh lo din chaser lagamri, because once again, this city has a din of a regular chatzer. Ukishalo also shum tikum ben Yehudi lo legululim, in a place where you did not make any fixing up between the Jews and the Goyim, gam kein hadin kan kimo b'chatzer, the rules over here would follow the rules of a chatzer where there are Goyim living in the chatzer. Demuter latato b'kelim sheshasu b'socho, in that case where there's a chatzer with no eruv, you are allowed to carry in the chatzer kelim that started off Shabbos in the chatzer, avalo lebayis v'lo mibayis l'chatzer, but you can't carry from the chatzer to the house or from the house to the chatzer. Sifkoto and kuf yudeis, we said if you have the wire on top, you have to make an etzuras apesel by putting a reed or a pole on both sides. Says the Mishabura, V'kevan sha'akonim shelamata gvoim asar tvachim, and once the reeds on the bottom are 10 tvachim high, ein tzarech od konim lamala. You don't need any more reeds higher up, likshor achevel behem, that the wire, the rope has to be connected to them and tied to them. Elo yachal likshor achevel negdon. But like we learned earlier, you could tie the wire much higher, corresponding to the lechis down below. Afilu bagag, even on the roof, lamala mizeh umizeh, way above the two konim is going to be fine. Kedekayim alon la'el besov simin shin samach beis. Ta'akonah shalmala ein tzarech liga bekonim shalmata. Like we learned earlier at Tzuras HaPesach, you need a konah on both sides and a wire on top that's directly on top of them, but they don't have to be touching. And therefore, as long as your konim lamata are 10 tefachim high, we don't care how high the wire is, as long as it's directly on top of the side lechis. Gam hodem mavur leel besof simin shin samach beis. Also, that which we learned earlier, the ein likshara kona shalmala, you should not tie the reed on top o achevel or the rope on top minatzad shalakanim. You can't have a tzuras hapesach minatzad. It has to be directly over the lechis. It can't be on the side of the lechis. Rak lamala agabin has to be above them. Hach over here, kishekoshra achevel lamala, when you're tying the wire, the rope much higher up, al hagag on the roof, be'ezakana, attached to some kind of reed that's up there, lo shayach ledaktik ba'ofen akshira. You don't have to worry about how it's tied up to that kana way on top, im al gabo o metzido, if it's on top of it or on the side of it, kol sha'akanim shalamata mechuvonim tachas achevel kosher. So long that the kana on the bottom that we're using for the Tzuras HaPesach are directly under, we don't care what it's attached to. You can attach the wire to anything as long as there are 10 tefach kanim on the bottom that are directly under the wire, you have made a successful source of Pesach. It doesn't matter what it's attached to on top, and if it's on the side of the kanim on top or not on the side, it doesn't matter. Im yesh gag shemafsik ben gova hachevel akanim shelamata. This is actually a very practical application of an Erev. If you're making an Erev in a bungalow colony, and you want to connect from one bungalow to another, and you put a lechi up against the bungalow, and the wire is going on top, and there's a roof of the bungalow that's separating between the kana and the wire, is that going to be okay? So you have a Tzuras HaPesach, the kana is directly under the wire, but there's a roof that is blocking in between. Is that a problem or not? So it says in the Shemura, Im yesh gag shemafsik, if there is a roof separating, bein gova hachevel, from the height of the rope on top, la'akanim shelamata, to the reeds underneath on the bottom, lo have tzuras ha-pesach bazeh. That is not a good tzuras ha-pesach that passels it. It has to be a direct line. It doesn't have to be touching it, but a direct line that you can go straight up from the lechi to the wire on top. Kevan shagag mafsik ben hachevel la'akanim. Since in this case, you have the roof that's separating between the rope and the reeds on the bottom. Ve'ein osin tzuras ha-pesach b'inyan zeh. That's not how you make a doorway, and therefore it's no good. Ella, what do you do? Tzarech sheyiftach nekev gadol bagag lamala neged hakonin b'inyan shu hakonin mechuvonim tachas hagevel b'li hafsek. You have to make a hole in the roof. You could drill a hole in the roof that you'll see clearly that the kon on the bottom is directly under the wire through that airspace of the hole in the roof. That's how you fix it up. But if the roof is not fixed up and it separates, that passels your Tzuras HaPesach, that would not be a good Erev. Sivkaton Kuf Yud Gimel Shnei Konim. Again, you have to have the two reeds on the side. Al Ha'aretz, on the ground. Aval Kosle Hamovui Ein Nechshavim Komakanim. When you want to make a Tzuras HaPesach, you can't just put a wire on top and use the walls of the Mavui as the Konim Shalamata. It has to be, if you want to use a korah, the beam, the korah that's a tefach wide could be directly on top of the walls. But if you're using a tzuras ha-pesach, using a wire less than a tefach that wide, so then you have to have separate konim. You can't have the walls of the mavui being the bottom konim of the tzuras ha-pesach. However, v'im ika omud bakosa bolet. But if you have a little bit of the wall that is sticking out, nidon mishum kana, that can count as the kana on the bottom, and the wire going on top will make it tzuras ha-pesach. Im samach olav mi'er Shabbos, if you relied on that kana from before Shabbos, to lo gora milechi b'sifyut aleph, it's no worse than a lechi on sifyut aleph, that it's naturally there, it's going to be fine, as long as you had it in mind before Shabbos. So the regular wall of the mavui is not good, but if it goes in a little bit on the fourth side, on both sides, those two indentations of the wall can count as the kana on the bottom, on each side, with the wire on top, you're good to go. Not only would an extension of the wall going forward on both sides count as the kana on the bottom, but even if you just have some bricks that are sticking out and they're less than 3 tefachim away from each other, ad pachos mishlosha tefachim samach la'aretz, you have lovud from a height of 10 tefachim all the way down to lovud to the ground, yesh lismoch aleha mi'er Shabbos l'shem kanim shal tzuras ha-pesach. You can also rely on those kanim from before Shabbos to be the kanim of your tzuras ha-pesach, u'bavad sheyu migulim l'mal tachas hachevel, as long as the top stone that is sticking out is open to the wire on top of it. Again, you can't have the roof separating it. So as long as you have lovud from the ground up to a height of 10 tefachim with different stones or bricks that are sticking out, that can be considered the kana on the bottom as long as the wire goes directly on top of it. V'yesh machmirim b'chipufim ke'ela. Some say just having the stone sticking out within 3 tefachim of each other is not good. She'enom asuyim derech mezuzas ha-pesach. That's not the normal way to make a doorpost. V'lo chashev pesach, it's not considered a pesach. And now we get to another very practical application for Erevin nowadays. Imamid ha-konim b'soch ha-bayis. You want to make a tzuras ha-pesach. You have a kona on each side with a wire on top. So if you make the kona inside a house, o besoch geder hamukov me'abe ruchosav. If you place one of the lechis of the tzuras ha-pesach in an area that's enclosed by four walls, lav klumhu, that's not a good tzuras ha-pesach. So this comes up. sometimes you want to make a Tzuras HaPesach and you put a board somewhere to be a Tzuras HaPesach. If that is in a backyard that is fully surrounded, the wires going directly over it, that Tzuras HaPesach is pasul. You can't have one of the konim on the bottom of the Tzuras HaPesach that is surrounded by four walls. Va'afilu im kona echad, even if only one out of the two, he mitcham, you placed inside, gam kein lo mahani, that also will not help. In the back of the Sefer, in note number 101, the Yom HaChlokes, if you don't have it surrounded, but let's say you have just one wall separating them, that also is a machlokas if it's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah is lenient. He says it's only a problem if it's surrounded by walls on all sides, but this does come up in Sidi Erevin when you're trying to make different Tzuras HaPesach to connect different things. Sometimes a person might accidentally put the kana on the bottom within an area that's enclosed. You might not even realize it's enclosed because it could be a large area, but you have to make sure it's not surrounded on all four sides. Sifkaton Kuf Yodalud. These two posts have to be mechuvanim tachas hachevel, directly under the wire, under the rope. V'imashu yotzei min atzad pasul. If even a little bit it goes to the side, it's pasul. It has to be 100% directly under. Sifkaton Kuf Tezvav. B'Torah Tzuras HaPesach, Ratzalomar Umahani Afilu B'Yosem Eser Amos. Once you get it in Tzuras HaPesach, it helps even if the opening is more than 10 Amos. Let's see one more quick Sif, Sif Chav Zayin. Chatzer Sha'arko Yosra Rachbo. A Chatzer, which we said yesterday, a Mavui has to have more length than width. So here we have a Chatzer, that's length is longer than the width. Dino Kamavui. That gets a din of a mavui, like we said yesterday. Vinita Belechia Kora. And it follows the more lenient rules of a mavui that you can be machshir through one lechi or a kora. The Rama says, Afal pi she'ein chatzeru subatim psucha masocho. What in the world is the Mechaber saying? You have a chatzer that has longer length than width, has a din of a mavui, but we said yesterday a mavui has to have chatzeros open to it. How could this get a din mavui that no chatzeros open to it? So says the Rama, it doesn't matter over here. Ho'il ve'eino korov l'Rishis Arabim. This chatzer is not bordering the Rishis Arabim. What we said yesterday, that a din mavui has to have chatzeros and batim open to it, that is a mavui that's open to a Rishis Arabim. But over here we're discussing where this chatzer is not korov l'Rishis Arabim, ela pasuach l'mavui, la'mavui. Here we have a chatzer that's open to a mavui, which opens to a Rosh Sarabim. Therefore, if that chatzer has longer length than width, it gets a din of a mavui. The fact that it doesn't have chatzeros and batim open to it doesn't matter because it does not border the Rosh Sarabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kadon kuf tezayim sha'arko yesa rochbo, as long as the length is more than the width, it gets a din mavui. Afilu mashu, even if it's only the smallest amount larger lengthwise versus widthwise, it gets a din of a mavui. Like we mentioned yesterday, the orech of the mavui is the way you enter it, going straight. Ve'eino nidon mishum chatzer. This chatzer does not get a din of a chatzer. Ela im arko v'rochbo shava. Only if the length and width are exactly equal. Osha rochbo yasser al arko. Or if the width is larger than the length. But if the length is even a drop larger than the width, and it's not bordering a Rosh Sarabim, this chatzer gets a din of a mavui, which could become mutter if the fourth side is closed up with one lechi or with a korah. We'll stop here and continue next time. Mirtz Hashem with Sif Chav Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.